Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Party starting early today, isn't it?
Tomorrow of Early Break. Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new career option, Farley? Maybe not you, but others are. Great place to look at is Currency. Leaders in the fintech industry, they have jobs available in accounting and other wonderful financial opportunities. If you want to learn more, go to gocurrency.com/careers. That's gocurrency.com/careers. Sand Hills Global, 4.5-day work week, Farley. Great benefits. And
you're,
more.
You're trying to run me off the ticket?
I'm not trying. I'm just trying to give you options.
You're giving me options.
Everyone needs options in life.
I think you're trying to run me
no,
off
I'm
the
not.
Ticket,
I'm
Jake.
I'm just trying to say, listen, there's great places out there for you. And for me, and for Rudy, anybody.
Yeah.
GoCurrency.com/careers. We will, by the way, before we get to Bill Stores, we will have more throughout the day. We will have audio in the 8 o'clock hour from Tony Petitti, Big Ten Commissioner. Mike Loxley had an interesting quote yesterday. And by the way, actually, we'll make this part of Bill's Thrills. How about that for a tease? Ready for that? Bill's Thrills is coming up right now, Farley. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah. Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting. If you're looking for any sort of remodel, bathroom, kitchen, whole house remodel, or more, call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Diner Contracting, the king of remodels in Lincoln. It is time for a Wild Card Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills, Jake's Takes with Bill out. Are you okay over there? What are you doing? Fixing your shoe? Okay, shoe problems over there. I'm going back to media days because we have not mentioned this team yet. I think it was first at the podium after Tony Petitti, and that is Illinois, and specifically, Farley, Coach Brett Bielema. I don't know if you saw the pictures or video, but Brett Bielema looks good. He's lost 75 pounds since last year at media days. He wants to lose 50 more. Here's what the scoop. This is from the Chicago Tribune. Said this. Said Bielema told the Tribune last week he has lost 75 pounds since the Citrus Bowl when they beat South Carolina. He said he got home from the New Year's Eve game, lugged his daughter's suitcases and himself up a flight of stairs and thought, quote, whoa, I got to do something here. Bielema has stopped eating after 5 p.m. He's taking walks and doing cardio twice a day. He's hoping to shed another 50 pounds. Whether or not he can get there, it's been a life-changing endeavor. If you saw his face, it looked thinner. You know, everyone mocks Bielema for being the big, you know, the big guy. He's just big and fat. And he has been big and fat. He'd say the same thing about himself. But I guess my point is, if you're at a point in life where you feel like, you know, you don't feel right, you're heavy, things are tougher to get through, take it from Brett Bielema. It's never too late to get back into shape, or at least try to get into shape. Now, me, myself, I call myself skinny fat. That's how I describe myself. I'm not super fit. I'm not like actually fat, Farley, but I feel like I'm lazy sometimes. I'm not moving enough. And I could take some motivation from Brett Bielema by getting into shape a little bit.
Yeah, you could. I mean, Brett Bielema, he's a big guy.
He's lost 75 pounds. I mean, kudos to him.
I mean, he still looks great. I mean, he's still the big dog of the Big Ten when it comes to anything. I mean, if they had a had to fight their way through it. But, you know, like me, I take care of myself. I've probably been at the same weight for 30 years now, 205
That's impressive,
pounds.
Though.
You know, sometimes
that's not easy to do. Farley.
Sometimes I dip down to probably like 198, 195. But, it depends how I eat. So sometimes I eat like once a day, and I'll snack the rest of the day. But I'm not like a real big eater.
You will eat one big meal, and that's maybe, and then you don't eat it much the rest of the day.
No, that's it. Like yesterday, I had Runza, and then I came back with probably 6 hot wings last night.
It's not that much.
Yeah.
6 wings, that's nothing at all.
Nah.
It's a light meal.
A good meal.
Mr. Blitzkrieg says on YouTube that I am lazy. I tend to be a little lazy in my workout. I did work out yesterday. I told you that. Short workout at the gym, and I did something later on that night as well, a little fitness. But, you know, if Brett Bielema, who we mock all the time for being a big guy that, you know, can't fit into a suit and his legs are I saw him at Indianapolis. His legs looked weird. They didn't look right. It looked like there was a blood clot, but it didn't look right at all. Because there's too much weight. He's realizing that's a problem I can fix. I need to fix that, not just for myself, but for my family, my daughter, my team. And I think that's impressive that he is taking over this fitness challenge for himself. He wants to lose 125 pounds total.
That's great.
That's pretty good for Brett Bielema.
That's great.
I'm proud of him.
Life changer. You want to be here to see your kids grow up. Now, for me, I hit a milestone the other day.
What's that?
3.5 million steps.
In your lifetime?
No, in probably 2.5 years.
How do you know you did that?
Because it popped up on my walk thing. It said you hit a milestone.
You track your walk every day?
Yeah, I check my steps. As long as I have my phone in my pocket or something, my steps count. But 3.5 million steps. And that's how I lose weight. The key to losing weight is walking.
Always moving.
Yeah.
Except when you're playing your 4 hours of video games.
Though. Yeah, I mean, I'm still walking because I walk outside to smoke my cigar waiting for it to load up.
Yeah, you leave here during the breaks and go walk around. I'll give you credit there. Yeah. Also, a guy that looked good, we'll get to more, an audio clip from him in this 8 o'clock hour, but Mike Loxley's lost some weight from Maryland. So Bielema and Loxley both have lost some LBs this offseason. So you hear from our friend Jeff Essink at Farrell's, comes in here all the time and talks about his challenges. Shout out to Jeff. And they preach the same thing. Like, there's never a point in your life where you can't get into fitness or change the way that you look or the way you feel. It's simple. It can be simply by what Bielema's doing. It's just walking more. You don't have to go all out and, like, run a marathon. No one's saying that. But it's watching your calories. It's not eating that late night snack, or maybe making it going from ice cream to an apple at nighttime. I'm no nutrition guru here. I'm not a fitness guru, but these things are not difficult to overcome in terms of calorie deficits and just getting movement to shed some weight. Our good friend David from RenewYourAuto.com, Farley, is down almost 80 pounds himself. He had a very similar mindset to Bielema. He also wants to lose 50 more pounds also, if not more. So they're in the same mindset. We don't have to be this big forever. We can change our ways, feel better, look better, and be better. Brett Bielema, I'm proud of you, Big B. As they get, as they right now have,
that's my dark horse team.
As they know, yeah, again, they have expectations to be a playoff team, and he's saying, you know what, I got to show my team I'm committed to not just being a great coach, but being a great person, a better person, a fitter person, more fit person.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.
And he's doing it.
If you had to pick that,
kudos to Brett Bielema.
If you had to pick that fourth team, Jake, I love Nebraska, but being realistic about football coming up, if you had a fourth team for the Big Ten, I think Illinois would be my dark horse.
I still watch Indiana. Yeah. It sounds crazy to say back-to-back years. Indiana's pick 6, like, if I had to sit here right now, again, like you said, the big three are no doubt Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon. Who's 4 if there's 4 teams? I don't think it's Michigan.
I don't think it is neither.
I don't trust their offense. I know Bryce Underwood could be the real deal, but as we saw with Raiola, high expectations. It was just an average rookie freshman year.
Yeah.
Underwood could be outstanding, and it could change everything. Well, but I don't expect that from him.
He's
right
not
away.
Tim Tebow. You know, he's not going to come in and lead you to a national championship his first year. I don't think they have enough pieces to that puzzle.
There's part of me that likes Indiana more than Illinois this year again for that fourth team. And that's just, it feels wild
to say
that.
Well, with their schedule.
With the schedule. Of course. You know, and they have a tougher conference slate than they had last year. Indiana does. They don't have a cupcake like they did last year. And their tough games are late September, early October. And then after that, they could go on a big run and prove they're a playoff team. But if they beat Illinois in their first conference game in late September, then watch out for Indiana.
Watch out for Iowa.
People think their quarterback's better than last year, and Curtis Rourke was awesome for Indiana.
What happened Mendoza. To the backup they had from Indiana?
Yeah, he was good too.
What did he graduate or he just went
somewhere? I forget where he went. I don't know.
You would think he was good too. Would be that guy.
He was good also.
He came in the second half and torched us too.
It was never didn't change anything for Indiana.
He missed a beat.
No. So that's my wild card Wednesday. Is a shout out to Brett Bielema for just taking health seriously. I mean, he again, I'm telling you, Farley, you weren't there last year at Media Days. You were there a couple years ago. I was sitting at our table and Bielema was doing some radio stuff. He sat down in the table next to me. I said, oh my. He just didn't look right. His face was swelled up. His legs were huge. And I said, this guy, I hope for his sake, he does something for his health because the way he's trending is not good. And apparently, all it took for his to win the bowl game, go up the stairs with his daughter's luggage on New Year's Day last year and say, I have to change something. I am dying here. So,
big man syndrome.
Good man, yeah. Brett Bielema. The topic is, I don't have a headline like Bill did, but just take your health seriously. Brett Bielema is, so can you. And so is Mike Locksley. Yeah. I guess Matt Rhule looked a little better too, apparently, people thought. I don't know if he's lost weight, but people thought maybe he looked a little better than he had before.
Stress.
That's true. Stress does happen.
Stress does make you lose weight too.
That's true. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685.
You have some better answers for me today,
your
man.
Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic, Farley, is NFL-related and college-related. We're going to do NFL tight ends. What teams do these tight ends play for?
Oh, my God.
Do you watch much NFL, Farley?
Yes.
Okay. Then don't say any names yet, okay?
All right.
If you think you know your NFL tight ends, we're getting close to fantasy football season, so if you've been scouting your roster, get scouting your team, you should do well today. 464-5685. Shut up, Farley starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, shut up, Sipple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dig Down Farley in trivia. You lost yesterday, Farley.
Yeah, more than
close.
One.
It was close. You fought hard to the end, but it was an L. Today, we have Nate. Nate, how do you feel about NFL tight ends today?
We will find out.
All right, Farley. Mono y mono, no lifeline for either of you. First question will go to you, Nate. Here we go. What team does tight end TJ Hockenson play for in the NFL?
Minnesota Vikings.
Brilliant!
That's correct. 1-0 lead for Nate. Did you have that one, Farley?
Nope.
What would you have guessed?
Probably New England Patriots.
No. He did start his career with the Lions, then went to the Vikings. So, 1-0 lead for Nate. First question, Farley. What team does tight end David Njoku play for?
Wow.
Played his college ball at Miami. Where's he play his NFL ball at?
Oh, man. Washington Redskins.
Commanders/Redskins. No. Nate. Do you want that question or not?
Yeah, you're in trouble, Farley. Cleveland Browns.
Brilliant!
Nate's talking smack on you, Farley. He's got a 2-0 lead. He can do that. It's loud.
Yeah, maybe he's going to kick my butt. I feel it coming.
This is for the win, Nate. Up 2-0. You look good for the win. What team does tight end Tucker Kraft play for?
That would be my Green Bay Packers.
Oh, my God. What kind of questions are these, Jake?
Well, he got them all right, so they must be good questions, Farley.
You didn't name not one tight end that I knew, like George Kittle or...
Well, that's the easy... Travis Kelce.
Or
Kyle
Pitts, somebody like that.
Yeah. Nate, congrats. Day, nice win. We get your bagels. Thanks for calling in, Nate.
Good job, Nate. Today.
Domination by Nate. Okay, you want to try one more, Farley?
No, I'm disappointed.
What team does Jake Ferguson play for?
I don't know, Jake.
Take a guess.
The Colts.
The Colts, no. They drafted Tyler Warren from Penn State. That'd be the Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
I'm not a Cowboys fan.
Okay, let's see if the tiebreaker is better for you today, Farley.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Bowers, your boy.
The Raiders.
From
Las Vegas,
that
Raiders.
That was not the question. I'll finish the question, okay. Farley. Yes, he's on the Raiders, the Vegas Raiders. Brock Bowers, your boy from Georgia, is seen as the top-rated tight end by most fantasy football websites for this season. How many yards did he have last year in his rookie season?
Over 1,000. So let's say 1,200.
Wow. You are 6 yards off. 1,194 yards.
Thank you. I know stats.
Okay, let's try more. How many catches did he have last year?
78.
112.
Ooh. God.
And how many touchdowns last year?
10.
5. Okay. Well, you were six yards off on the yards, at least. So
yeah, at least I'm close on something.
Congrats to you, Nate. Impressive win today. He gets bagels. And by the way, Farley, if you are looking for any help with your Apple products, you have an iPhone. I see your phone over there.
Yeah.
It oftentimes has problems, if I recall. You have to change your number all the time for some reason. But a place to go to for you, Computer Hardware, 70th and Owen Lincoln. Go see Tripp. He's also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. 45 years in business. Computer Hardware. They handle all things Apple watches, computers, phones, and more. You can buy products there and get your current stuff fixed just south of 70th and O in Lincoln. Go see Trip today if you want. Open at 10 a.m. every day.
All right.
Does that sound good to you?
Yep.
Okay. Well, tough loss for you. You're 0-2 in your fill-in duties here on the show.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
We'll see how Sip does tomorrow when he's back. When we come back, let's get some audio from Tony Petitti, the Big Ten commissioner. Is he doubling down on his stance on the playoff? That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.